In Texas, a record number of COVID-19 patients were in ICUs in the Austin area as of yesterday. Doctors say most of those patients are unvaccinated. This as Republican Governor Greg Abbott continues to demand that masks not be mandated. But 45% of Texans are fully vaccinated. That's below the national average. Matt Largie from member station KUT joins us now. And Matt, over the weekend, Austin residents got emergency calls and texts warning the situation is dire. What are the hospitals looking like now?
Well, in the Austin area, they're filling up. And the big problem here in a lot of other parts of the state is intensive care units. Officials said this morning here in Austin, the 11-county region around us here had just 2 ICU beds left as of last night.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's for an area that's home to almost 2.5 million people. So that's not a lot. And we're seeing that in other areas of the state, too. Laredo reported they had no ICU beds left as of yesterday. Abilene, same thing. And some of the problem is staffing. They simply just don't have the staff to care for more critically ill patients. And we're seeing that in a lot of the state where COVID hospitalizations are at the highest levels of the pandemic.
Now, in these hospitals, it's been reported a lot of young people are there and also many unvaccinated pregnant women. What do we know about who is admitted to the hospitals? Who is using these ICU beds?
Well, like we know, like you said, we know that most of them are unvaccinated. We know that at least in the Austin area, more than 80% of the people that are in the hospitals are unvaccinated. We are seeing a lot of younger people, like you said, but really it seems to be affecting people of all ages. Really across the board, we're seeing people of all ages in the hospital, though we are seeing far fewer older people than there were in previous waves.
And Matt, you mentioned the staffing problem. The governor has announced yesterday his state is going to seek help to get professionals, doctors, nurses, other medical professionals from out of the state. How much might that help here?
Well, I guess we'll see. You know, we have heard of some hospital systems that have been looking out of state for staffing, and they're having a hard time finding folks to come and work at these hospitals. I mean, this is really hard work, and we've seen a lot of healthcare workers burn out over the past year. There are thousands of openings, particularly for nurses at Texas hospitals. And, you know, during the past surges here in Austin, the city's opened sort of a field hospital at the convention center here. But this time they say they can't do that because they don't have the staff to treat people. So I guess we'll see what Governor Abbott's order yesterday, what kind of help that provides.
Now, back in the city of Austin, I understand the lockdown level has gone back up to the highest level. What are the, suggested restrictions here?
Well, they're basically saying that anyone who's unvaccinated should avoid any kind of public gatherings, that people who are vaccinated should wear masks when they're in public situations, that they should avoid indoor gatherings, that sort of thing. Really going back to a lot of the basics that we've been learning about over the course of this entire pandemic. But really, the urgency is there now for people to sort of comply with these recommendations. And again, these are just recommendations because the governor has said that local governments can't mandate mask usage or restrict businesses in any way.
Now, we mentioned that under half of Texans are fully vaccinated. What's being done now to try to raise those numbers?
We are seeing a bit of an uptick recently in Texas. Vaccinations really bottomed out in early July, but more people are getting them now. Slightly more people are getting them now. There's still a huge number of people who'll be harder to convince that they should get vaccinated, of course. But local health officials are offering some incentives. Here in Austin, they said yesterday they're going to start giving out $50 grocery store gift cards for each dose of the vaccine that people get. And yesterday, Governor Abbott also ordered state officials to expand their vaccination efforts. But yeah, like you said, right now, only a little more than half of Texans who are eligible have been fully vaccinated at this point.
And finally, let me ask you about schools. The Austin superintendent is mandating masks in her district. Now, we've seen this in a number of schools, school districts across the country. They're doing the same thing. In Austin, this would go against the orders of the governor here. So how might this play out?
I'm not sure that anyone expects the governor to reverse course on the mask mandate. I mean, that's on his ban on mask mandates. That's pretty much a non-negotiable thing in a conservative state like Texas now. Mm. The question is more how and whether the governor is going to actually punish those school districts that do require masks. There are some fines that are attached to the governor's orders, but it's not really clear how they'd be applied to school districts.
Ah, yes. And this comes as schools in Texas and everywhere, of course, are starting back up again for the new semester. That's Matt Largy,
That's right.
Member Station KUT. Matt, thanks very much.
You're welcome.